Welcome to The Offer Letter, the podcast designed to help you, the job seeker, to perfect your interview skills. Every episode, we have a special guest here to help us decode a common interview question with me, your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano. Now, today's question is, do you have any questions for us? Now, this is a question that's usually asked at the end of an interview or sometimes at the start. Now, one way that you don't want to answer is like this. Hello? You still there? So essentially, you don't answer anything, or you say, no, I don't have any questions. Now, today's guest is Jason Hancock. He's the Work Experience Coordinator at Mount Royal University. So Jason, welcome to the podcast, and why don't you tell us, why do recruiters ask this question?
Thank you, Michael, and it's great to be back here with you on the podcast. I am looking forward to sharing some insight on this question, as it is one of my favorite questions, actually. It wasn't always. I was much like anyone else that's probably listening to this. Anytime you hear that, you freeze up. You're like, I don't have any questions. Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be that way moving forward. You can prepare for this question so that you're not caught off guard looking like a deer in the headlights, which is an old statement I heard before. So with that being said, typically when an interviewer or a company is asking you this question, it indicates a few things. First and foremost, it indicates your level of interest in the conversation or the company or the role. It says you're not just applying to a role because you can, you actually are interested in the role. It's much like, you know, building a new friendship. When you ask questions, it shows that you are engaged with that other individual. So one strategy that I teach people when I'm in employment coaching sessions is your goal in an interview is not to get a job. Your goal is to make a connection. Questions make connections. Connections lead to jobs. And typically, I found that takes the pressure off of people and it helps them go in there confidently and calmly. So yes, the first step is, or the first thing that it indicates, that you are interested in the company. The second thing is it tells them a little bit about your interest in the role or your engagement in the conversation, which is the interview. If you have no questions, typically it tells them that you, A, haven't done your research, and B, are just not engaged with them.
And Jason, that's why it's so important to have something ready, especially if you're interested in this job. So how would you prepare for this question?
Well, the first thing is you need to research the company. How can you create questions without researching the company? One of the mistakes that I made even last year as I was applying for jobs during COVID is I sent out a LinkedIn request to meet with an employer to ask some questions. They came back to me with, what are your questions? Unfortunately, I didn't do my research and I sent questions that were answered on the first page of their website.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it didn't look good on my part. So what you want to do is you want to research the company before you get in there. You want to try to find as much information as you can. And from there, you can begin to write down questions that aren't answered within the first few pages of their website. Maybe you want to come up with questions about, you know, some new projects that they're working on. Maybe you want to come up with questions about, you know, how the interviewer themselves felt about the company, how long they've been with the company. We'll go into more of those specifics in a moment. But the first thing you want to do is research the company. The second thing is from there, you can begin to decide what are some key questions that I can ask that are going to give me more information about the company. Because again, remember, the interview isn't just so much about them feeling if you're a right fit. You also want to see if they're a right fit for you. If you're huge into work-life balance, maybe your one question is, what is the work-life balance like here? Because if you value family and that job is going to keep you 12 hours a day, you want to know that so you can make an educated decision as to whether or not it's a good company for you to join. So the first thing is obviously do the research. The second thing is figure out what questions that you have after that research. And the third thing is prepare those questions. I would say always go into an interview with at least 2 to 3 questions and make sure that they're open-ended. Again, you don't want to ask close-ended questions because you want to get the conversation between you and the interviewer going.
And that's so important because, as you mentioned before, those conversations make connections. And since it's probably the end of the interview, then you want to leave them with a good impression. So what questions do you ask then?
Well, let's start out with what you shouldn't ask or what you should avoid in that first interview. Is you should probably not ask about the salary and benefits. Typically, salary and benefits are not a question that you want to ask in the first interview. Typically, that's a second or third interview, or when you receive the offer package, you can have that conversation. You don't want to ask very complicated or multi-part questions. Asking multi-part questions can overwhelm interviewers. You know, don't ask too many questions. While you want to be prepared to ask 1 or 2, take the hint and wind down your questions with interviewers. You know, you don't want to ask, what are some of the latest developments at your company? You don't want to ask, how much can I expect to earn during the first year? You don't want to ask, what do employees do for fun with colleagues after work? Those would be some conversations that you can have with employers with employees and employers outside the interview.
Yeah, and especially you don't want to be that person right away who's labeled like the party person. I mean, maybe that's not what they're looking for. Most likely that's not what they're looking for. You know, they want somebody serious, professional, and, you know, saying, you know, what do people do outside of work and what do people do when they get together outside of work? That might sound like you are there just to socialize and not do your work. So, Jason, why don't you tell us what kinds of questions would be good questions to ask?
One of my favorites to ask is always the question, talk to me about your experience with this company. What begins to happen is you can see if the employer or the interviewer at that, you'll get to know the company by what they say, what they don't say, how they say it. It's a really good first question. And I think to just be a little bit honest, people love talking about themselves. So when I can get people talking about themselves, it makes that conversation a little more comfortable. Another question that you might want to ask is, if I were hired for this role, what would you want me to achieve in the first 2, 3, 4, 5 months in this role? Another question might be, what mechanisms are in place for performance reviews and when would I receive my first formal evaluation? Again, it tells the interviewer that you aren't just thinking about the job, but you're also thinking about how you can improve, ways to improve, how they evaluate you. Another good question might be, in your opinion, what is the single most important indicator of success in this role? It tells them that you're interested in being successful in that role. It tells them that you're looking for strategies so that you can also put those things in the practice right away. One more question that might be a good one to ask is, what is the greatest challenge facing the company? This is a great question because it gives you the opportunity to be the person with the solution. When you can identify what the biggest challenge is, or even maybe in that role, it gives you chance to think how you can be a solution for that company. And so those are some questions that I think are worth asking in the interview. You know, when preparing for that question, you want to make sure you've done the research for the company. You want to make sure that you have come up with a list of questions that are appropriate. You want to write those questions down and you want to make sure that they're open-ended. And that should help you prepare for that question.
So essentially, the key is to have good questions. It's not enough just to have a question, but make sure that they are quality questions so you show your interest and build that connection with the interviewer. So Jason, thank you so much for joining us today, and
thanks
for all those tips and tricks on how to answer this question. And thank you to our listeners for joining us today on The Offer Letter. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can get the latest episodes. My name is Michael Manzano, and join us next time as we decode another interview question so you can get your offer letter.